This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid.
Barely standing is John Carlos Stanton. 888-808-1019. Would you make BT of the latest with Stan? I mean, it seems unlikely. I'm trying to get some of the exact quotes here, but he's dealing with severe pain in both elbows. I just don't understand how a guy who was in as great a physical condition as him, like he may be the greatest physical specimen that's ever set foot on the baseball field, and yet he's always hurt. So anyway, dealing with severe pain, I guess they're calling it tennis elbow, in both elbows for John Carlos.
I mean, that's got to come from lifting. The fact that it seems to be symmetrical, like it's not like it's one where it was just from throwing or, you know, kind of, you know, when you swing, obviously there's different leverage points and there's maybe an emphasis on one arm more than the other. You know, yeah, he does. He looks like a Greek god, man.
Well, what's your line?
Well, no, not after October. I can't say it. But my line was, looks like Zeus plays like ass.
Yeah,
but,
right,
you know, he had a great October again. And I really do respect Stanton, because the one thing about, well, it's a couple things. He always usually rises up when it's October. You got to respect that. The other thing, too, he's very accountable. He is a man who doesn't hide,
right,
who stands at the locker, whether he's 1-for-20 or 3-for-4 with two bombs, or he's hurt or he's healthy. Like, he's always the same. He's emotionally reliable, and he's accountable. And I do like him, but I respect that. Now, thankfully, I don't think they're going to be counting on him quite as much to start the year. You know, because you've got Dominguez, I don't know, maybe this incentivizes them, but maybe to more aggressively pursue somebody like Arenado. I don't know, but he is what he is. He's a bad sell guy, to steal Tiki's term. He's always hurt.
But don't you think that's why you and I had this conversation before last season? Actually, during last season, too, but we had it in the offseason. Your number one criteria, and I was right there with you, like, move on. This was after they missed the postseason.
Yep.
Get rid of Stanton. Like, that would be symbolic of the significant change that we thought was needed. Now, obviously, they kept him, and yeah, he had some moments in the postseason. They get to the World Series. We know that, but it's bigger than just that. He is a problem. Now, maybe he's relied upon less, but you can't say that this year without Juan Soto. Last year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're going to need his power in that lineup. Like, not every single day, and you account for the Stanton, you know, miss 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is, 4 to 6 weeks every season, but I think they need him even more now. He clogs up a spot when he's there. He can't play the field. He can't run the bases. He's always hurt. Giancarlo Stanton's he's a problem for the Yankees.
He's been a problem for a while.
Correct.
I hear you. And by the way, I think it's going to be maybe a little bit more of an issue this year, because the Yankees are more lefty dependent. Austin Wells, lefty. Jazz, lefty. Huh. Belly, lefty. You know, he kind of, you know.
Funny how that changed all of a sudden in a year or two, right?
Finally took him, right. Figured it out after a while. Cashman got some lefty sticks for a 314-foot fence. Brilliant. You know, he balances out with that righty pop. And by the way, Sal, this kind of goes back to what you and I were talking about before, earlier in the show today with Aaron Boone. How can we, you and I, anybody, just levy just relentless criticism at Aaron Boone? When, like, this is another example. This is his fourth hitter. This is his fourth, on paper, this is four hitter who every year is hurt. And every year he's got to work around the physical problem that is Giancarlo Stanton.
I mean, the actual, they're saying that he has not swung a bat in 3 to 4 weeks.
I saw that. I did see that.
How is he going to be ready for, and again, does he need to be ready for opening day? Back to minimizing the regular season. Of course, that plays into it. But no, he doesn't. We're not going to yell and kick and scream and go nuts about it. But I mean, come on. What are you doing?
Well, the other problem, too, is, you know, I saw that. That did catch my attention. All right, so it's been a month since he's taken a swing. Now what you have to worry about, listen, I think eventually tennis elbow is going to go away. Even though it sounds very benign, tennis elbow actually hurts like hell. Yeah. Like, I remember when I was young, tennis elbow, oh, you know, the rich grandma at the country club just having a few volleys. Oh, my elbow is screaming. No, and tennis elbow hurts like hell, man. But the problem, too, is now the way his body is built, he's going to be very inactive for a while. And now I hope this doesn't happen, but eventually as he starts to ramp things up, does his body cooperate? Does he pull the intercostal muscle? Does he have some sort of other soft tissue thing as he's trying to get himself ready for the season? I don't know, but it's certainly not a good way to start the season.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
It's not going to make or break their year, no question, certainly to start. And I know people still say, oh, I still want him in the postseason. I would want to move on from him. I did a couple years ago. I remain the same on that. A couple home runs in October aren't going to get me to change my mind on that. Tony is in Houston, Texas, talking about the issue that we have in sports, BT, and the lack of competition. What's up, Tony?
You guys are great. I really appreciate you taking the call. And one thing, the fact that both of you seem to be aligned on this really hammers home the point of the genuineness and the depth of it, because the money has changed everything. When I was growing up, the Rangers used to skate at Rye Playland, and I was there, and they were there. They'd come by. I mean, this is years ago, and there was some sense of connection with these people. Now, Soto's making $70 million, but you can see him. He's the unicorn. He's out there. But take a guy like Al Horford, and I don't know why, but I've looked him up. 18 years, he has been paid $279 million to play basketball.
Now, at least he plays hard, though. I'll let you finish. I don't know that's the best example. At least he plays with integrity.
Right, he plays. But, I mean, did you ever in your wildest dreams think somebody would pay him $280 million? At least the government's gotten $100 million of it in taxes. But would you ever think that $280 million to this guy to play functional basketball all your life? When you were watching the Knicks in the early 90s, and they were going out there every night and battling, the money was not that kind of crazy. You knew they were stars who were going out. We loved the Knicks last year. Remember, that's the one delta you got to see. When that team came together in the spring of this year, it was spring of 24, and played so hard, and we hated giving up the guy in the trade, and we wanted him. So that was really a community thing. But other than that day-to-day grind, this amount of money is ridiculous. I thought when Bryce Harper signed a $13 million deal, how can you even look? I know you're getting paid $30 million. You're great. But how can you look up one morning and go, well, 10 more years of being in Philly every day, going to the same place, doing the same thing for the same amount of money? I mean, it's got to be a grind. Your psychology just doesn't work for it, and the human mind isn't built for that. You guys are both professionals in an industry that's been very dynamic. You've had ups and downs. You've changed programs. You've changed stations. You've changed public. You've changed everything. But that's kind of the dynamic thing that keeps you energized so you do a good job. You're out there focusing not for this job, not just today, not next week, but maybe the next opportunity. And you see it. How can these players
see
it? The money just has to kill.
There's motivation. I think it's a great call, Tony, thank you for the call. So remember last week we had the hypothetical conversation, right? The Giants put up 10% of sale. So we're having the fun conversation. What would you do with $1 billion or whatever?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And it's not that I don't love what we do. Like, I love my jobs, right? I love coming here. I love going to SNY, but ultimately, they're jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think if you were getting paid, and that's why in my hypothetical, if I were getting paid $1 billion, I wouldn't do it anymore. You're saying, like, ah, no, you love it. You're right. I do love it. This version of me loves it. I also need it to survive, right? It's my way to put food on the table and the roof over the heads and all those different things. If I had $1 billion in the bank, I would be different. That's why I don't even blame. Now, I wouldn't be a different person. Uh-huh. I would be different as far as the motivation goes. I'd want to maximize the most valuable thing in my life, which is time. You want to maximize that with my daughter, who I don't get to see all the time. So, like, yeah, maybe there's a point over 3 months, 5 months, a year, I'm like, hey, you know what? I want to get back to work. I miss. Maybe. But think about these players who are getting paid not $1 billion, but what's the difference, really? $30 million a year, $20 million a year. Like, all they probably want to do is get away from their job, which is to play basketball or baseball, whatever, and enjoy their time away with their family and go on vacations and whatever. Like, it's not their fault. It's human nature. To the caller's point, I think it's an excellent call.
It was an outstanding call. Like, there's the elements of human psychology. I think once you become desensitized to the process, meaning the further away you are from when you first quote-unquote made it, I think the more comfortable people become. And I think once you become comfortable, unless you are very, very special, whether it's a songwriter, whether it's an athlete, you know, whether it's somebody with generational wealth, there's going to be some slippage here. But I do think the overwhelming majority of sports fans, just to bring it back to that for a second, I think that most of us are okay with the stars getting that crazy money.
Right.
What drives me nuts is you got guys, 7th, 8th, 9th men in the NBA making money that you can't justify.
Well, that's his point about Al Horford, right, who's a nice player.
Yeah, but Al's a champion. Yeah, Al's very good, but he played hard.
He's a good player. Yeah, Otis Thorpe's a champion, too. Is he getting, or Robert Horry? You know, I get them both mixed up. Obviously, Robert Horry. Okay, Robert Horry.
Championship, too.
Yeah, I know. But Robert Horry, great player, champion. Should he be getting that type of money?
But he didn't get that kind of money.
Well, but that's my point, is that Al Horford, I know he's a different style player.
I got
plays
you.
More like Otis Thorpe than it is
Robert
Horry.
Yeah, he plays, old school. Old school.
But the point is, Robert Horry was a great NBA champion. We never looked at him as a guy who's going to make $200 million.
No,
and essentially, guys like that in today's game, whether you want to go Al Horford or not, they're making a boatload of money, life-changing money, that once you get that one contract, it's over. Like,
It all ends. Now, I remember, you know, he just left us this year. Of course, Coach Karnisek. We'll do St. John's a little bit. Actually, I want to get him coming up.
Yeah.
You know, Louis, when I'm talking about when they were going to the Final Four, Louis was making like $160,000. Now, great, this is a while ago.
This is what, like the 80s?
Yeah, this is 85, 88, 90. You know, he retired. Mahoney took over in, I want to say, 94. Dude, Louis never making big money.
And do you know what that would prorate to today? Do you have any idea, roughly?
I'm okay with this stuff. I'll give you a decent ballpark. I would say if you were making, because I remember when we were kids, you're like, oh, he's got $100,000 or $200,000 house.
Right, right.
Now you're living on the street for $200,000. Sadly, I would say if you were making $200,000 in the year 1985. That's probably equivalent to about $650,000 or $700,000 now. So again, you're doing well,
right?
But you got to work. You can't just separate yourself from the rest of society.
And we could also do it sports-wise. Like Keith Hernandez, not that I'm into his personal finances, I'm not, but I'm using him as an example because he was one of the best players in the sport.
Yeah.
And he's still working to this day doing the SNY stuff, which I know he loves doing, whatever. But like, if he were in today's game, or Boomer is another example. Like, if those athletes who were atop their peers in their sport at their respective time were in today's game, they'd never have to work. Not that they have to work, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, I do. I think it depends what you want. Your boy Matt Ryan, I think Matt enjoys talking football.
Correct.
He made as much money as any. Eli still bagging commercials. Eli can go and play golf every day and disappear, but he wants to be he wants to be challenged.
I guess the point is that those guys did not make the life-changing amount of money that today's athletes make back then. Now it's so much that it changes your life, your family's life forever.
Yeah.
Where back then, it was a great salary and you had a great life. But
lived in a good neighborhood,
but I don't
drove a nice Mercedes, whatever.
But I don't think it changes forever. Or even if you were a million back in 1988 or whatever.
Get Patrick Ewing. You know, a couple of years, Pat's making $4 or $5 million. All right, boom, in half, living in Alpine. I think it was in Alpine, New Jersey, beautiful neighborhood. Cut that in half with taxes. Bang, agent gets a little pie. His agent was Falk. So instead of taking on $5 million some of these years, it's automatically $2.5 million. Then it's down to about $2.2, $2.1 million. You get divorced. That's split in half. I mean, I think Patrick, I don't want to speak out of school. Yeah. I thought he got divorced, but I'm not. Daryl had marital issues. Yep. Doc had marital Yeah, but today you can get divorced 5 times and you can still have honestly $150 million in the bank.
Right. It's such generational, life changing wealth with one contract, even for mid level players in today's NBA specifically, but really in today's sports in general.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.